The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, friends. Enjoying people signing in and saying hello to one another here in the chat. Trying to resolve for myself some little technical issues. But glad to see everyone. I think I lost some of the early chat hellos, but good to see you. Samantha, Jamie, Lana, Leslie, Alice, Joyce, welcome. And many others. So yeah, welcome. I'm David Lori. Let me just let me change my name here so you can see who's sitting in for Gil this week. There. Good morning, everyone. Good day. Welcome. So we'll begin as we begin with a sit, and but let me set up the sit by telling you what I intend to share this week. I'll share this week a teaching referred to as the five faculties, sometimes the five spiritual faculties. And this week, I'm going to think of them as I share this teaching as the five divine faculties, another way to think of them. And a particular spin I enjoy is to think of them as five human divine faculties. These are aspects of our sort of inherited capacity to be present and to be free. And there's no chance that in these various years of teaching this 5-weekday program that Gil has not also shared these teachings. And you'll hear echoes of Gil's teachings. But one of the wonderful things about sitting in for Gil is the opportunity to share Gil's teachings for each of us, Ying last week, myself this week, others of Gil's students in the coming weeks, refracted through the prism of our own practice and our own experience in life. And so these will be familiar teachings, but they'll have a particular flavor. I'm going to make a point of sharing some of the ways that Gil's approach to these five faculties has shifted over time. That's sort of my teaser that toward the end of a brief Dharmet, after we finish sitting, I'll share some of what I take to be ways that Gil has come to appreciate these teachings in the new light in the last few years. So the five faculties, the five spiritual faculties, the five human divine faculties, beginning today with the confidence that grows as our practice deepens. And it's in specific aspects of the practice that we can attune ourselves to the confidence that the practice provides us in life and our confidence in being in the practice. I'll say more about that after we sit and after we dedicate the merit of our practice together. I'll guide only briefly and only lightly, but find yourself into your meditation posture, whatever that is. And no matter what posture of the various postures that we can adopt for the meditation, we seek to find balance in the posture. Any posture and all postures that enable us to be here, fully present, alert, and awake, and at the very same time, relaxed, receptive, Any posture that allows us to balance our attention between effort and allowing is a legitimate posture. And as we perhaps bring our eyes down and close our eyes fully, if that feels safe and comfortable for us, we can notice a natural rebalancing that happens. In each of the five faculties we'll explore this week, I'll emphasize that these are capacities within. We're not reaching outside ourselves to acquire something that we don't already have. What we're doing is paying attention to capacities within. And as we pay attention to them, we cultivate them. As we bring our attention to them, they're strengthened. And we can do this as we first sit with just noticing balance taking place. Our eyes turn inward. And our attention comes from the visual external realm to the inner life. At the same time, we can feel the attention moving inward and downward, sort of from the head to the heart, from the head to the heart to the body. And we can, by bringing our attention to the breathing, we can notice the natural equilibrium that the breath establishes for us. Right in the center of our being, the breath is balanced. I like that the breath is so confident in what it does, knows the right quantity of oxygen needed, the right quantity of carbon dioxide and other waste gases to expel. The breath doesn't concern itself with the future or the past. The breath just sits here. And by connecting our attention with the breath, we take on some of these qualities. Whenever we return our attention to the breathing, we reconnect with the natural balance in our experience. And again, as we connect with it, it strengthens. When we return attention to the breathing after the mind gets caught up in things, snagged by thought, planning for looking forward to the day, review if maybe the day has already passed, thinking about other people, thinking about ourselves, the natural field of the mind. Whenever we bring it back to the breathing, nothing's gone wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. In fact, each time we come back to the breath, there's an opportunity to strengthen the capacity to be here. So we can celebrate each time we come back instead of perhaps judging that we shouldn't have, or we're no good at this, or it doesn't work. You just kind of let go of those kinds of thoughts and just feel quite happy and content to be able to keep coming back here. So as we come toward the end of this period of meditation, maybe once again we can touch in with that sense of rebalancing that happens when we direct our attention back to the center of things, back to the here and the now of our experience. We can do this by touching back in with the breathing, the sensations of the just this in breath here, just this out breath here. We can be sure that this coming back to center is good. And we can reinforce this habit of mind, this ability to come back to complete presence, simply by noticing what it feels like when we come back to center. This is a pleasure of coming back home or coming back here from wherever the mind's gotten wandered off to or caught up in. This particular pleasure of return in the meditation, returning to equilibrium, returning to center, returning to ground, returning to home, the teachings encourage us to enjoy. It's an important signal to the brain and the being that there's a wholesome pleasure here in the meditation. So we can feel confident that this is a good place to come back to. Sometimes it's good and enhances the sense of return to bring a couple phrases to mind. Whatever's coming up in the practice for you, that's what's supposed to be coming up. We can trust the practice to lead us toward wholesome mind states and skillful action. There's nothing that's coming up that needs to be excluded or rejected. And you don't need anything more than what's right here, right now. We don't need to reach outside. We have sufficient right here inside our experience. Sometimes it's useful to use the phrase, I belong here. And we can share this sense of confidence with others simply by returning here. Gill sometimes points out that the world that we live in, the world around us, really needs people who can be confident in their direct experience, who can be settled, who can cultivate a peace of mind that can hold strong during moments of turbulence. So we can share the confidence we feel in the practice with other beings everywhere, wishing all beings well Wishing all beings safety and security, wholeness in body, comfort and contentedness in mind. May all beings know something of this sense of balance and home that we can experience in the meditation. May all beings be benefited by this practice. And may all beings be free.